All righty. Boy, oh boy. Well, Wednesday, walking to work. Been a really busy last couple of days. I think we're making some really good progress. I don't like going backwards. I have a couple of times. Not that it was a good or bad thing to do. My tendency is to push forward, because we're going to have to push forward eventually anyway. We've already caused some issues. Let's just push forward and get through these things. The tendency to want to pull back, roll back to a safe place, and do more planning. Well, to be really honest, I'm not that great of a planner. I'm more of a doer. And, I'm not gonna argue the virtues of being one way or the other. I think there's virtue to both. I hope I don't not do any planning at all. I hope I'm not that way. But at some point you have to just go forward. I know a lot of people. I used to work in larger situations, and it seems like the larger organizations, which is why I don't work for larger organizations anymore, not because they're bad, but they're much more risk averse. And so therefore, they require a ton of planning and testing and doing all this amazing stuff. My basic philosophy is you like a small place because a small place is in a position to, I think, accept more basic risk. Almost have to be, because you have to compete against these guys when you don't have their resource load at all. For instance, right now, we've done a lot of Banner 9 stuff. Oh, dead cat. Wow. Dead cat. Things have already been eating on it. Oof. Now I'm getting the smell. Oy. Okay, check. Well, that's life. That's right. I forget my pin. Anyway, the two larger universities are being very, very careful as they proceed on for adoption of veterinary. The enterprise resource planning system tied up with all the student record keeping and whatever goes on in our university is tied to Banner. Really, in the end, pretty much the only show in town. They've been in for so long, and they've built up such an amazing kind of stuff. Well, everybody else is being real careful with it. You know, we got planning timelines, we got this and that. And I've been spreading around. The thing that I'm kind of a gunslinger. You know, there's something that must be fake. I'm just willing to go in there and face it. You know, not that I'm this amazingly bold guy, but, you know, I've been in too many situations where we plan ourselves into not doing anything. I know my biggest problem is resources and time. A planner would read all the books, would map out all the intricacies, might get actually scared by what has to happen. And then, and decide not to do something. You know, very, very rational, very common, very accepted way to behave. This is why I will never be in charge. I will never man a large corporation. I'm a gunslinger, man. And so I think that pretty much means that I should probably stay kind of in the role that I'm in. So I didn't used to be like this particularly. I think circumstances kind of threw me into it, and now it's like, no, he's a gunslinger, man. It's gonna be jerky. It's gonna be down sometimes. Transitions will not be smooth, but in the end, you're going to have what is needed, and you'll come in A, much faster, B, much less expensive, and I guess that's pretty much it. It's just faster and less expensive. You know, and you go, oh my gosh, are we going to lose everything? And you go, no. No, it's backed up. Because I think we have backup pretty much lined out. Anyway, so I'm getting this reputation as kind of a gunslinger, and I kind of went, oh, that's kind of romantic almost, you know? Need something handled. Give it to Nemro. I mean, but not foolishly. Well, I hope to think it's not foolish. I like to think it's... I'm not completely crazy. So, trying to find something in a testing environment in which to make happen. we're not stupid, you know. There's a certain amount of stupid. There's a certain amount of let's just get to it. I've told people that I'm the laziest workaholic I've ever seen. And you go, I think that comes from the fact that I would rather face things now than put it off and face things later. Sometimes that's a bad thing to do. Procrastination, which is trying to paint hanging back and being conservative as something bad, sometimes procrastination is an incredibly good thing to do. You come to find out that when things are timed a certain way, that if you look back after a year and say, wow, that ended up being something that we didn't even need to pursue. I'm kind of glad we just kind of pushed it aside and ignored it for a little while. It went away. Some people say, oh, you better not for student loans. You go, oh, you better not paying off your student loans. You'll really regret it later. And you go, you know what? I think people who do put off paying their student loans are playing a very a very sane game. There's every reason to believe that some congressman, now I'm not arguing the ethics of doing this. That's not the point. It's only the ethical side. It would be the side of, hey, there's every chance that some group of politicians trying to cater to these millennials coming up who have either gone to college or are going to college, that if you pay off their debt, they will reward you with their votes. It is an incredible, easy political buy. And, it's not going to have a lot of repercussions to it. Done before, there was no repercussions. Every chance that there won't be any repercussions this time either. Right now is a good time with all the Republicans around. I tend to prefer Republicans to Democrats, although I am a libertarian. Because their sensibilities are more in line with mine. Although from a political standpoint, I don't give a flip about sensibility. That's each individual person's prerogative to make that stuff happen. If you have morals, it means more if you display those morals in a circumstance where it's kind of a free-for-all, morally. Much easier than saying, hey, I'm following the party line, my party's in power, look at me, I'm a Republican. You go, oh, that was a hard decision. Hello, that's easy. Just going along with the crowd right now, the one that's in power at the moment. Anyway, so doesn't really. So yeah, the hope that some of those will be forgiven at some point, probably probably a pretty good thing to do. It's the same thing we do in the immigration issue. The fact that if immigrants get themselves here, chances are at some point they will qualify for citizenship. And they won't have to go back to their job and do anything. That's just a political reality. You know, I don't know if it's right, I don't know if it's just, I don't even know if it's good, but it's a political reality. That it's going to happen at some point. Somebody's going to want to pander to this group of people. And when you do, you know, will you be rewarded with their vote? Yes, let me tell you. There might not be a more, except for blacks, there might not be a more unified group who is willing to give its obedience to whoever gives them the time of day than immigrants. If you send the word out there that you're thinking of giving them a large bone, oh, they will get down their hands and knees and praise your name and vote for your political party the rest of their lives, most likely. You know. So, do the Democrats want to make it a task if they want to do something? It's called amnesty by the opponents of it. We might as well just use that term. I'm always using terms and saying how good it is, and whatever. I don't mind. I'm going to talk about the abortion rights crowd, which I don't like abortion, but I think our society should just keep its mitts off of it and not get involved between a person and their God. If they don't have a God, what problem would they ever have? You know. That's so exactly. What are you going to do to make sure this doesn't happen? You know, how are you going to make that happen? Are you going to force people to do things? Are you going to make doctors, you know, right now it's the whole thing about, I'm sure leftists would like to, decertify doctors who will not do abortions on request. If they have a problem with it, they're obviously in the wrong field. It's kind of been, it's not important because there seems to be enough doctors who are willing to do this to take care of the need. Of course, the rhetoric will never say so because, you know, I don't know why. I don't know why they feel like it has to be universal. I think it is the mix of their touchstone principles, the things that they really want to see happen, combined with a socialistic worldview, which says that they cannot stop the fight until everything is available. Everything is available for free. Any personal decision you make must be completely honored, respected, and subsidized. And you go, well, that isn't going to work. But then they come back to, oh, no. I mean, that's irrational. We don't believe that. And you go, but you act like you do. And you go, and that's what's important. It doesn't really matter what you say. What matters is how you act. What your behavior shows. Your behavior shows that you will never stop. Until every single, you know, you won't go off and find a hobby all of a sudden and say, okay, I've got abortion. It's now legal to have abortion. And you go, wow. And you help people, you go, wow. No, stop. go on to the next thing. Make it go deeper. Make it go broader. Very, very interesting. I think it's another part about human nature.